Russia and Ukraine.
Oh, shit. Dude, I'll tell you right now, bro. I love me some motherfucking Ukrainians, bro. Them cats in Ukraine, I'll tell you right now, man, some of the stories I've heard coming out of there, man, think about their army. Think about their military. So what I get from that, I don't get real involved in the Russia-Ukraine shit like that because, you know, I hate what's going on. A lot of people are dying innocently and shit, man. I'm not about that. But what I get from it is I'm always looking for that mindset shit. There's some hard motherfuckers. There's a lot of hardness over there, man. Those guys have hardly any army. People just fucking going, don't know how to fight, just picking up fucking weapons, going after it. But like, I can't speak a lot about the fucking Russian Ukraine shit. I don't get it.
You like the underdog. They're the underdog. I thought Russia would come wipe them right off the map. But instead,
come on, bro. Just run over them.
Yeah, you'd think it would be over instantly. But instead, these guys are putting up some serious. I mean, this is crazy now. We're keeping going.
Dude, it's still going on. I thought it'd be over in half a day.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, that's called resilience. That's called resolve. And those are the people I like to be around.